So download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman, got a great show lined up. Let's start with the carryout. Here are today's top kafifes. Shocker, extra, extra, read all about it. Actually, there's nothing to read because our lawmakers in Springfield didn't do anything. So for the third year of Governor Rauner's first term, we once again do not have a budget in place. Wow. I guess the takeaway is that budgeting is bullcrap. I mean, really. Everything from my home ec teacher, everything that she taught me was nonsense, and all I have to do is keep spending and just hope that I stay about 20, 30 days ahead or if there's an election. I don't remember that chapter. I do remember having to carry around an egg. So what's it mean? Well, technically, the fiscal year doesn't end until July, so there's time to come up with money for schools, universities, and social services. But history has proven that the state just doesn't care about those things. They could say they do in press releases and duct tape commercials, but actions speak louder than words. Both sides of the aisle don't have the taxpayers' interests in mind at all. Democrats, you didn't pass a balanced budget with new revenue because you ran the data and you would give your opponents fodder for the next election. You left your constituents high and dry with the hopes that their misery would give you more power to do the same things again in 2018. That's ridiculous. Somewhat pathetic. And Republicans, you don't even participate for the same reason. And you went even further. You're breaking the system just to make Illinois more business friendly rather than funding a nursing home or an inner city elementary school. If you couldn't get more favorable worker comp rules, then nobody gets nothing. Oh, wait, that's the new slogan. Illinois, nobody gets nothing. So now what? My guess is that we hear the word jumble of failure, taxpayer, millionaire, social, service, structural, and reform for the next 2+ years. Oh, joy. Let's move on. Something more uplifting. Well, it looks like President Trump is taking his ball full of coal and carbon and greenhouse gases, and he's going home. The president will pull us out of the Paris Accord and climate change because it could be bad for American workers and, well, Obama. We join Syria and Nicaragua as the only countries who are not committed to fight climate change. Syria and Nicaragua. One country uses chemical weapons on its people, and the other's main export is pollution. So there you go. So what now? Well, after this big diesel dance party in D.C., no one knows. The other countries involved said they're moving forward, and we're supposedly still interested in addressing climate change. But we still need more proof that regulations won't be job killers for certain industries. That's why you have a new EPA chief who has sued the EPA on behalf of said industries. Might I also say, and I know it's not popular. I know it. Right off the gate, I know everyone's going to be mad at me. But this is why you don't elect a president who's in his 70s. You really think he's got the planet's best interests in mind 50 years down the line? Come on. It's about the now. And the later? Well, that's just not now. Sorry. I understand. People get mad about that, but there's a difference. I think there's a younger generation that doesn't see any which way that this works out for the planet. All you have to do is just be in agreement. It's a mental handshake. Do we have a problem with climate change? Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, right? No, not me. I don't think so. And here we are. The only way someone like President Trump will address climate change is if an unseasonable hurricane hits Mar-a-Lago. Right? Until then, diesel for everybody. I understand the desire to forge a new direction for this country. But I need some clarification on why everyone else in the world is on board and we think we're better. There's Make America First and there's Make America Great. I get that. But Make America alone, it just doesn't roll off the tongue. And what is our yo-yo-like response to climate change? It's like we only care about it when it happens. It's like an alcoholic that admits that he's got a problem when caught in a bender. But once he's sobered up, he balks on throwing out the liquor cabinet. Hey, yeah, I'm clean. And that booze costs money. Just leave it the way it was. I'll never binge again, I promise. Now go make me a Tom Collins. So no health care, no climate change, no immigration. So what's next? Ah, no birth control. Yep. A new draft of a new mandate was leaked. It would expand exemptions for any employers who morally or religiously object to offering birth control on health care plans. Let me guess how many women worked on that draft. Let me see here. Mike, no. Jared, no. Donald, Steve. I mean, Lindsay is a girl's name, but. Kathy Griffin, pass. She got fired from CNN's New Year's Eve celebration for her photo. Good. I mean, good for us, right? The viewers. She was awful at it. Also, that's your protest picture? A bloody beheaded head of the president? Yeah, real edgy to hate on Trump. Really nailed it. Also, can we all avoid broad strokes on this one? Kathy Griffin does not represent the left. And also, Ted Nugent, he doesn't represent the right. We cool, mainstream media? We figured this out? Because you're playing right into these losers' hands, right? In weather, beauty. A little kafefe, but still, beauty. In sports, the Cubs got swept by the San Diego Padres. They lost today. What? Two straight sweeps, six losses in a row. What's going on? The Cubs are now two games under 500. Was it Soler? Do we need to trade to get Soler back? Is that what's missing? Is it Jorge? The Cubs can't hit when it counts. They seem to be folding when the game's on the line. Even dressing up all 70s seems off this year. I think we shake it up. I think we start rebuilding for the future. Trade them all for 14-year-old prospects. Kyle Schwarber for 3 8th graders from the Dominican Republic. Right? The only good news is that the NL Central kind of sucks this year, so they're only two back. More bad news, if the Sox win tonight, the Cubs and Sox will have identical records on June 1st. Let that one sink in, Cubs fans. The Sox are hoping for a series win against the Red Sox tonight. Last night, Chris Sale was back, and he was not good. But he was better than the terrible Jose Quintana, who continues to ruin our grandiose plans to trade him for 3 8th graders from the Dominican Republic. But the Red Sox media has this whole, the White Sox are really feeling it now that they let Sale go. Oh, he's so great. Give me a break. It's June. Can't wait to for him to give up 7 runs to the Yankees when the playoffs are on the line in September. And he will. Watch him. Trust me on that one. And then he's going to get mad at the clubhouse guy for putting guards on all the sharp objects. Anyway, the Sox without Sale are still in the hunt for the AL Central, which is also a pretty sucky division. News out today, the Hawk Harrelson will return for one more season with the White Sox, then retire. Hawk, who was once named the worst broadcaster in all of baseball by GQ Magazine, doesn't do home games right now, just goes out on the road. I love Hawk Harrelson. I'm a Hawk guy. Why? Because I like my baseball broadcasters to have style, personality, and to sometimes get lost in their own sentences. That's right. That's the Chicago way. And finally tonight, game two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Stanley Cup final is in Pittsburgh tonight. Pittsburgh officials did charge a Nashville fan with a bunch of inane crimes for smuggling in and throwing a catfish on the ice in game one. I guess it's a tradition, or at least a dumb knockoff tradition, throwing octopus in Detroit. So the next time you smell something fishy around you, it may be that someone just taped a dead catfish to their leg. I can't even get the joke out. That's the carryout for May 31st, 2017. Hey, we made it through another month. Dead catfish for everyone. Want to add some cafefe with that? Dollar egg. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché will break down what happened or didn't happen in Springfield today. No budget. The House did not push the Senate plan to the governor's desk. So what's it mean for the state of Illinois? It's coming up, 720 WGN. Stay with us.